this is a calculation of how exactly the cleanliness, lighting, and ventilation drinking facility should be comprising of a particular area for a healthy working environment. Cleanliness should be carried at regular intervals, daily, bi-weekly, or fortnightly for hospital for a different hospital departments. Every establishment shall have a subsequent lighting ventilated during all working hours. General office working should have 400 lux. Fine assembly should have 900 lux. Very severe task should have 1300 to 2000 lux. There are adequate ventilation provided by natural lighting, exhaust fan, and air condition. Further, suitable arrangement should be made for the supply of drinking water for the employees, continuous maintenance for chlorine residual proceeding attraction of bacteria and virus for all the water which has been provided. Precautions against fire under the Act of Government of Section 28, where fire exit norms and how fire authorities are being conducted. Employer is required to furnish every employer with a letter of appointment. It shall contain the following particulars: prescribed name of the employer, name, postal address of the establishment, name, father's name and age of the employee, hours of work and date of appointment. Letter of appointment of the employee is required under Section 34 of the Act shall contain rate of the wages or salary which has been paid, designation of the work which the employee has been employed, and any other concession or benefits that may be specified at the appointment, like special trade increments or additional salary which has been fixed and mentioned in the appointment letter. No employer shall dispense the service of an employee who has been in continuous position for less than 3 months without giving such a person with at least 1 month's notice period in writing. No employee has to put in 3 months consecutive services can be terminated from his employer unless he has given employer notice of 1 month. Amount payable under compensation under this Act shall be an additional fine under the payable section of 40. Employment State Insurance Act is a piece of Society Integration Legislation Act enacted in 1948. It is an introductory social insurance provided for certain employee benefits for the cash sick of case of sickness, maternity, and employment injury. The Act shall apply on owned factories using power of seasonal factories, the state government or shop, hotels, restaurants, cinemas, including preview theaters, newspaper establishment, road transport, with effect from 1/4/2014. The Act covers all employees, manual, clerical, supervisory. The amendments of ESI Act in 2017, 2019 and 22. The monthly wages remit was raised from 15,000 to 21,000 with effect from January 1, 2017. The contribution rate was lowered to 6.5% to 4% with effect from 1st July 2019, and workers from unrecognized sectors, including seasonal workers, were added into it. There are certain changes made, changes in maternity benefit and sickness benefit. The contribution rate was lowered from 6.5% to 4%, where employee contribution was 0.75% and employer contribution was 3.25%. The contribution, it is basically the contribution made for by the Employee State Insurance Corporation for the employee's benefit. Dependent are the people, means in the following release, relatives of deceased in person, a widow of a deceased person, a minor legitimate son below age of 17, unmarried legitimate daughter of a totally dependent on the parents for a livelihood, or legally adopted son or daughter. Family basically means a spouse, minor, child, legitimate child, a child who is fully dependent on the earning of the person, or a dependent parents. Miscarriage, it means exclusion of the content of pregnant uterus at any period of 26 months of pregnancy, with spontaneous but does not include any miscarriage with force which is forced to occur. For example, laminar tent or due to mechanical dilation of cervix, commonly used in second trimester for abortion, is made punishable under Indian Penal Code. Sickness, it means condition in which medical treatment and attendant is necessary for absenteeism for the work on medical grounds. Benefits, under the Section 5, The benefits are sickness benefit, maternity benefits, disablement benefit, dependent benefit, medical benefit, funeral expenses, and rehabilitation alone. All these benefits, except the medical benefit and monetary benefits, are in paid in cash. The rule regarding these benefits are contained in section 46 and 58 and the first schedule of the Act. The sickness benefit. It consists of the periodical cash to be insured a patient if his sickness is duly certified by the insurance medical officer. The benefit is paid minimum of period of 91 days in any continuous period of 365 days. The daily rate of being 50% of the wages. Person receiving physical sickness benefit is required to remain under medical treatment provided under the Act. The extended sickness benefit. Who has been in continuous employment for 2 years, given for 34 long-term illnesses, that is from 1-1-2000, 91 days of sickness benefit, which can extend up to 91 days of sickness benefit, extend up to 309 days. Calculation of payment remains the same as mentioned in the sickness benefit. Maternity benefit. An insured woman shall be entitled to maternity benefit in a case of confinement, miscarriage, sickness arising out of pregnancy. Confinement or premature birth of a child or miscarriage before an insured woman is entitled for maternity benefit. She must be certified to be eligible for such payment by authority specified in this. To obtain maternity benefit, insured woman must get certificate of pregnancy of the expected date of confinement and actual confinement, send them to local office to which she is attached. Amendment in Maternity Benefit Act in 2017. Increase of duration of maternity leave from 12 weeks to 26 weeks with option of work from home and access to crutches. For third child onwards, the eligibility reduces to 12 weeks. The adoptive and commission mothers receive 12 weeks maternity benefit from the period of receiving the child. All benefit is paid in cash at of the full wages or emoluments. Disablement benefit. Disablement benefit shall be payable to an insured person suffering from disablement as a result of employment injury, sustained as an employer if he is certified to be eligible for such payment by authority specified in his behalf or due to occupational disease such as pneumococcosis in coal miners, bagosis in sugarcane dust, and bacinosis in cotton distillage. Payment is paid in cash besides medical treatment. Disability may be temporary or partially or total. The rate of temporary disablement is about 85% of the wages as long as the temporary disablement lasts. In case of total or permanent disablement, the insured person will get lifelong pension at the full rate and proportion of full pension in the case of partial disablement. Dependent benefit. If an insured person dies as a result of employment injury sustained as an employee, his dependent who are entitled to commission under this Act shall be entitled for a periodical payment referred to as dependent benefit. Pension at the age of 40% more than the standard benefit rate will be paid periodically to the widow and the children with the prescribed share. An eligible son or daughter is entitled to dependent benefit upon the age of 18 years. The benefit is withdrawn if the daughter gets married. Medical benefit. Medical benefit consists of food medical care, including the following: OPD care, supply of drug, dressing, specialist service of all branches, pathological and radiological services, antenatal, postnatal care, domiciliary services, immunization services, family planning services, emergency services, ambulatory services, health education, and inpatient services. In complicated cases, patient may be referred even outside the state at the cost of ESI corporation. Medical care is provided either duly directly through the agency of ESI hospital and dispensaries or through the panel of private medical practitioners appointed by the insurance medical practitioner. Dentures, pectorals, hearing aids are provided free to the patients who are incapacitated due to employment injury. Similarly, artificial limbs are provided free to the patients who are incapacitated during the employment injury. Special appliances such as hernia belt, walking clappers, surgical boots, spinal braces, and jackets are provided as prescribed by the specialist. funeral expenses. In case the insured person dies, the expenditure on his funeral, known as funeral expense, shall be payable to the eldest surviving member of the family. Where the deceased person did not have the family and was living with his family at the time of death, the funeral expenses shall be payable to the person who actually incurred the expenditure during the funeral of the deceased insured person. The amount given to the funeral expense should not exceed beyond ₹2,500. Rehabilitation allowance. On monthly payment of ₹10, the insured person and his family continue to get medical benefit after the episode of permanent disablement or retirement. Benefit to the employee covered under ESIC Act. Exemption from the applicable of the Workman Compensation Act. Exemption from the Maternity Benefit Act. Exemption from the payment of the medical allowance to the employee and their dependent and arranging for the medical care. Rebate under Income Tax Act for the contribution deposited into ESIC. Health force work. Employee Provident Fund. The object of this act is to provide the institution of the Provident Funds and Family Pension and Deposit Linked Insurance Scheme for the employees in the factory and other establishment. Definitions includes contribution, pension fund, pension scheme, and superannuation. Superannuation in relation to employee who is a member of pension scheme means attainment by the said employee at the age of 58. The schemes under this act are Employees Provident Fund Scheme, Employees Pension Scheme, Employee Deposit Linked Insurance Scheme. Employees Provident Fund Scheme. These are the every employee employed in a connection with the work of the factory or any other establishment in which the scheme applies, other than excluded employee, shall be entitled to require to become a member of the fund from the joining of the factory or the establishment. The contribution according to the Section 6 shall be fund 10% on the basic wages, DRN's allowance and retaining allowance, if any, for the time being payable for the such employees where employed by him directly or through contractor. Employees, if they desire, make contribution exceeding the prescribed rate but subject to the condition that employer shall not be considered under obligation or contribution over and above the contribution payable and prescribed by the government from time to time under this act. For medical professional, NPA is calculated in PF contribution. Advances and withdrawal. Advances from the PF can be taken for the following purpose subject to the conditions laid down by the relevant payers of the Employee Provident Fund Scheme. Non-refundable advances for the payment of premium towards policies and policies of life insurance of the member. Withdrawal for the purchasing of dwelling house or flat for the construction of dwelling house in acquisition for the suitable site for the purpose. Non-refundable advance for the member of the member due to temporary closure of factory or establishment for more than 15 days. Non-refundable in case of hospitalization lasting for 1 month or more. Major surgical operation in a hospital. Suffering from tuberculosis, leprosy, or any other chronic disease mentioned by the government. Non-refundable advances for the treatment of family member who has been hospitalized. For major surgical operations. For major treatment of the family member incurring any of the chronic diseases like TB, leprosy, or paralysis. Non-refundable advances for son, daughter's marriage or self-marriage or marriage of a sister or a brother. Non-refundable advances for the member affected by the cut in supply of electricity. Advances in cases of property damage by calamities. Withdrawals of repayments of loan in special cases. And advances for physically handicapped members for purchasing the equipment to minimize the hardship. Final withdrawal. Full accommodation of interest thereon are refunded in event of death, permanent disability or superannuation, retirement or migration from India to permanent settlement of abroad. Employee Pension Scheme. Employee Pension Scheme is compulsory for all persons who are members of Family Pension Scheme. It is compulsory for the person who become member of Provident Fund from 16/11/1995, that is the date of introduction of the scheme. The PF subscriber who were not member of the Family Pension Scheme have an option to join pension scheme. The scheme came into operation with effect from 16 November 1995, but the employees including under those are voluntary retirement scheme have opted to join the scheme after 1993. The minimum 10 years contributory service is required for enlistment into pension. Normal superannuation pension is payable to attaining the age of 58. Pension on discounted rate is also payable on attending the age of 50. Where pension service is less than 10 years, the member has an option to remain covered for pension benefits till 58 years of age or claim return on contribution with withdrawal benefits. Scheme provides for the payment of monthly pension for the following contingency: retirement, permanent total disability, death after retirement, children pension scheme, also known as family pension scheme, or of orphan pension. The amount of monthly pension will vary from member to member depending on his pension salary and pensionable service. The formula is mentioned out here. In case where the contributory service is less than 20 years but more than 10 years, monthly pension is required to be determined if the pension has been rendered eligible for the service of 20 years. The amount so arrived should be reduced at the rate of 32% for every year by which the eligible service falls short of 20 years, subject to maximum reduction of 25%. Employees Deposited Link Insurance Scheme. The central government has accordingly framed Employees Deposited Insurance Scheme, which came into force on 1st August 1976. There are certain definitions into it. Application of the scheme. The scheme is applicable to all factory establishment with the employees and provident funds mentioned with Miscellaneous Provision Act. Contributions are basically, the employees are not required to contribute to the insurance fund. The employees are required to pay contribution to the insurance fund at the rate of 1% of the total endowment. That is basic wages, dearance allowance, including the cash value of the food concession retaining and retaining allowance. Administrative expenses. All employees are covered under this establishment to pay the insurance fund at the rate of 0.01% of the payment of the employment, subject to minimum of ₹2 per month. There is nomination made by the Employee Provident Fund Scheme under 1952 and is exempted by the Provident Fund to examine it as nomination under this scheme. Payment of assurance and benefit in case of death of a member, amount equal to the average balance in the account of the decrease during the preceding of 12 months and period of membership, whichever is less, should be paid in person. The payment of the gratuity. Gratuity is a kind of retirement benefit, like a provident fund or a pension. It is a payment which is intended to help an employee after his retirement. Whether the retirement is in the result of rules of superannuation or some physical disability. The general principle underlying gratuity scheme is that faithful service over the long period, the employer is entitled to claim certain amount as retirement benefit. Thus, it is earned by employer as a reward for long and meticulous services. Completion of the year. It means continuous service for 1 year. Continuous service defined under an employee is period has been uninterrupted service, including service which will be on account of sickness, accident, leave, absence from the duty without leave. That is, there should be not break in service where the payment is in full form of the monthly salary is obstructed. For example, cases of leave without pay. Where an employee is not in continuous service for a period of 1 year, he shall be deemed to be in continuous service under the employer for the said period of 1 year. If during 12 months calendar preceding the date with reference to which the calculation has been made is actually worked under this scheme for not less than 1 year. 190 days in case of employer below the ground in a mine, such as employee working in coal mines. 240 days in case where determining the continuous service for the payment of gratuity, the number of days the employee should have actually worked should be half of the number of days actually worked in constitute of continuous service for a period of 1 year. Superannuation is basically a termination of service of that a particular age is attained, that is after age of 58 in Maharashtra and by Government of India as the age of 60. Payment and fortitude of gratuity and exemption. Gratuity shall be paid to an employee on the termination of his employment after he has rendered continuous service for not less than 5 years. If an employee leaves his job before 5 years, then in such cases, he or she is not entitled for the payment of the gratuity. In normal circumstances, he is entitled for gratuity after 5 years of continuous service. When an employee is superannuation or when an employee is retired, his gratuity is paid full on the completion of his superannuation or on his death. Persons entitled with gratuity. Gratuity is payable to the employee himself. However, in case of death, the employee, it shall be paid to his nominee, and if no nomination has been made to his heir, whether any such nominee is heir is a minor, the share of the minor will be deposited with the controlling authority, who shall invest the same for the benefit of the minor. For every completed year of the service, part of in excess of 6 months, the employer shall pay gratuity to an employer at the rate of 15 days wages based on the rate of wages last drawn by the employer in concern. In case the monthly rated employee 15 days wages shall be calculated divided on the monthly range of wages drawn by him by 26 multiplying the quotient of 15. The maximum amount of gratuity allowed under the act is 3,50,000, which is now increased to 20 lakhs. Fortifying of the gratuity. The gratuity of an employee whose service has been terminated for an act, willful omission and negligence causing damages, the property belonging to employer shall be fortified to extent of damage or loss caused. The gratuity payable to employee may be wholly or partially fortified if the service of such employee have been terminated. His rightful or disorderly conduct or any act of violence as his part, any act which constitutes an offence involving multiple turpitude providing such offence is committed by him in course of employment. There's another act with compulsory insurance and protection of gravity. According to the section 4, every employee shall obtain an insurance for his liability payment towards the gratuity under the Act of Life Insurance Corporation or any other prescribed government corporation. Protection gratuity. No gratuity payable under this act or gratuity payable to employee in any establishment, factory, mine, oil field, plantation, railway or shop can be exempted under this act. The attachment of execution of decrees or order of any civil revenue or criminal. Maternity benefit. The act was passed to regulate the employment of women in certain establishment for certain periods before and after the childbirth to provide maternity benefit and certain other benefit. The definitions of maternity benefit act would be miscarriage, woman. Any work which is of adverse nature, like job of cabin crews flying at 30,000 in airline, the employment of a woman prohibited in certain periods could be taken into consideration. Any work which involves long hours of standing, like job of surgeons or anesthetic, can be taken into consideration. Any work in which is likely to interfere in pregnancy after the normal delivery of fetus and can cause miscarriage otherwise. For example, in hospital practices, once the anesthetic declares about the pregnancy, they are permitted to go on maternity leave as there are increased chances of spontaneous abortion due to effect of anesthetic gases. Similarly, doctors working in radiology are subject to hazardous effect of radiation and advised to proceed to maternity leave as early as possible. The period of 1 month immediately preceding the period of 6 months before the date of expected delivery is considered as the early period. Any period during the said period of 6 weeks from which the pregnant woman does not avail the leave from the absence of the section. It also varies from organization to organization. For example, Air India female crews are given paid maternity leaves for 135 days, whereas in central government, this leave is up to 180 days. Maternity benefit. Right to the payment of maternity benefit. Subject to the provision of the Act, every woman shall be entitled to her employer for the payment of maternity benefit. Maternity benefit is payment to the woman at the rate of average daily salary wages for the period of actual absence. the period immediately preceded the day of the delivery and any period immediately followed after that. Average daily wage. It means the average of the woman's wages payable for her for the days on which she has worked for the period of 3 calendar months immediately preceding the date of which she is absent from. The amendment in the Maternity Benefit Act increases the duration of maternity leave from 12 weeks to 26 weeks with option to work from home and access to the crèches. For the third child onwards, the eligibility reduces to 12 weeks. Adoptive and commissioning of the mother receive 12-week maternity benefit from the date of the child is received. All benefit is paid in cash and in full wages. Notice for the claim of the maternity benefit and thereof, any woman employed in the establishment and entitlement to the maternity benefit under the provision of Act may give the notice to employer stating that her maternity benefit or any other to which she is entitled may be paid to her on such person as are nominated by her in the notice. On the receipt of this notice, the employer should permit the woman to absent herself from the establishment during the period for which she serves the maternity benefit. Mode of the payment. Amount of maternity benefit for the period preceding the date of expected delivery, woman shall be paid in advance by the employer to her on the production of such proofs as she may be prescribed that the woman is pregnant. The amount due to the subsequent period shall be paid by the employer to the woman within 48 hours on the production of the proof that woman has delivered a child. Every woman entitled to maternity benefit under the Act shall also be entitled to receive from her employer a medical bonus of Rs. 250 if prenatal confinement or prenatal care is being provided by the employer free of charge. Leave for miscarriage. In case of miscarriage, a woman shall, on production of the prescribed proof, she be entitled to leave with the wages at the rate of maternity benefit for the period of 6 weeks immediately following the day of her miscarriage. Other leave. A woman suffering from illness arising out of pregnancy, delivery, or premature birth shall produce a prescribed proof, be entitled to leave with the wages of the rate of maternity benefit for the maximum period of 1 month. This leave is in addition to the period of absence allowed to her under maternity section. Nursing break. Where a woman having a delivered child return on duty after delivery, she shall be allowed in a course of her daily work 2 breaks prescribed in the duration for the nursing of the child until the child attains the age of 15 months. This nursing break shall be in addition to interval of the rest allowed to her. Industrial Employment Act. For achieving industrial harmony, the Peace of the Act was passed. It is the benefit to define the sufficient precision and condition of the employment work employed to make known to the work employer. The Act applied to every establishment of 100 or more employed for any day preceding 12 months. Understanding of the workman guilty, misconduct, warn against any censure or fine provisions made under this Act or suspended in order to writing thereof to the manager for period not exceeding 4 days. Shop and Establishment Act. This Act was first instances in shop and commercial establishments. The state government has power to extend the application to Act to such an area where other categories of undertaking such Act may be considered. The main provision of the Act is to payment of the wages, leave and holidays, terms of services and condition under which the work of the person employed in the shop commercial establishment can be taken into consideration. Employment State Insurance Act. The Act shall apply to all factory workers. The Act shall be extended to many state government and shops. The Act provides 6 types of benefit to insured person, their dependents and their certain other persons who are entitled with this. These benefits are sickness benefit, maternity benefit, disability benefit, dependent benefit, medical benefit and funeral expenses. Employment Provision Act. Every employee is in under this Act, other than excluded employees, shall be entitled and required to become a member in the fund from the date of the joining of the factory or establishment. Payment of gratuity. Gratuity is payable to the employee himself, however in the case of death, to his nominee or nomination made by him to his hires. It is to be deposited with the controlling authority who shall invest the same in the benefit of minor in such bank or financial institute which may be prescribed until the minor attains the majority. Maternity benefit. It is the Act which was passed to regulate the employment of the benefit in certain establishments for certain period before and after childbirth to provide maternity benefit for certain other benefits. Thank you.